This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Radio. How are you doing on this Friday morning? It's the 17th of April. I'm Doug Steffen here with the DJ Veers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studios. We understand what's going on in the universe, our local universe, our, you know, the universe of your family and your friends and your town, but the bigger universe as well. We're a day older than we were yesterday.
We're 100 years older.
Well, we're wiser, though, I think. Don't you think, Victoria? We're wiser, the depth of our knowledge about things. Yeah, yeah. And we've been together a little bit more than we have. And we don't have much. We can't escape from the Earth, so we have to kind of work with what we've got here. No, we can't really go to Mars. Or did you see the twin Earth planet that was discovered? Another one in a smaller solar system. Yeah, I'll get you the info. It was discovered.
Is it a mini Earth or?
No, it's just like the Earth. Same size. They've got to look. There's a picture. They've sort of mapped it out so that it looks like, even with our continents and things, it's kind of eerie. Actually, it really is something to behold. I'm going to take the opportunity here to start our conversation, or maybe this will finish the conversation, to talk about agriculture, farming, the perfect storm that has hit our food supply. Many of you know, you go to the grocery store, it looks like there's not as much food there as normally there is. And there isn't because, in part, it has to do with the COVID-19. No question about that. But there are other things that are more deeply rooted in what has been going on here in our country for a number of years now. And I'm going to, as we look at the shortages that you're noticing, most people are noticing, especially when it comes to meat and pork products. The largest meat processing plants are closed this week because of the coronavirus. The warning here is that there will be shortages that may last for a while because of several of these things that I call the perfect storm. And the biggest culprit is Smithfield Farms, the largest pork producer not only in our country but in the world. They have closed one of their processing plants in South Dakota. They're about to. South Dakota is a mess, by the way. They didn't adhere to a lot of the earlier bits and pieces of advice, and so they're dealing with, for the size of the state, some real problems, and this is one of them. This facility in Sioux Falls is responsible for about 5% of the total pork production in the country. The closure comes after about 10% of the employees there tested positive for the virus. So here's the rub. This company, Smithfield Farms, is solely owned by the Chinese. China's WH Group, the largest pork producer in the world, they supply not only Smithfield, they own Nathan's Hot Dogs, Smithfield, Nathan's Hot Dogs, and other companies that use pork products for the end product. So here we have another company from China. And when did I first, do you remember when I first talked about this a couple of years ago when this took place, ladies?
I think it was it swine flu related when the last time we were talking about China and pork?
Yes, yep, and then they bought this company because their pork production was nil because all the pork over there, all the pigs had swine flu. So they were, but unbeknownst to us, some of the pork products that were involved in it over there got brought over here to replace the good pork that Smithfield had that was sent over there. So there's item number one. Item number two, think this through. There is a farmer relief fund that's been set up now by the federal government. There's about $15 billion. Well, there's been two or three of these farmer relief funds. We all know what happened to the first couple of rounds. Most of the money didn't go to farmers. It went to people who were friends of the administration or friends of Sonny Perdue, people who lived on Park Avenue in New York that held onto pieces of large trusts that owned, or hedge funds that owned lots of the stock in the big agribusinesses, the huge. The farmers didn't get squat out of this. The family farmers got really very little. We all laughed about me getting $89. I wasn't looking, but I don't need that in terms of like the farmers who really need the relief. Dairy farmers and a lot of the people, again, the meat producers have fallen on really hard times. So, but think of this concept. The Chinese come in, they buy, we allow them, the Justice Department allows them to buy Smithfield. So they buy and control not only our largest pork producer, but the largest pork producer in the world. The Chinese eat more pork than they do anything else. Second most popular meat in China is dog. So number one is pork, number two is dog. They don't have cattle, or they don't raise much cattle because they can't, their land doesn't support it. And they don't really know how to, they don't have enough milk, they don't have enough cows to milk, so that's one of the reasons that they bought all the dairy producers in Australia and New Zealand, because they didn't have enough milk for themselves, and they did the same damn thing with the New Zealanders and the Australians when it came to milk as they did with us and the pork. They sent their crap over there that was all filled with melamine or whatever that stuff was that they had in their milk. We found it fast, and so we prohibited it, and we told the rest of the world, and the rest of the world didn't stop it as fast. So you're dealing with people who have no scruples whatsoever. They have no, they don't really even have that much intellect. They have lots of balsam, but they're just, they are, and we've let them do this in the name of business. But the thing that galls me more than anything else is that now the WH Group has filed for government assistance for Smithfield and for Nathan's and for the other companies that they own. So under the rules, unless somebody short-circuits this, the Chinese who bought these companies, who are responsible for the problem, from whom we get the money to pay them back, are going to get a bailout. My God, does anybody...
I don't know how, though. I mean, I heard that story, or I saw something about that, because I think, and you filled out the Paycheck Protection Plan paperwork that I did, they're very explicit about asking if it's an American-owned company and if all of the money are going to American workers.
But they didn't say whether it was solely owned. If you look at the PPP, it doesn't say solely owned. It says, is it owned? And it can't. It is partially owned by some American interests. The minority stake in Smithfield is still,
yeah, I think
I believe,
number is 20%, right?
Yeah,
you have to have more
right.
than 20% stake.
Yeah, well, yeah. So
that's super depressing, though. If
oh, my God.
And these are American workers, so I'm very torn on this because, obviously,
yeah.
I don't want to see any American without a job. But, oh, man, that's... I feel like we're in such murky waters.
We have this,
with
this Chinese with, thing is really bad. It really is. People
yeah,
need to wake
so
up
hard.
To what these people have done, and we've allowed them to do it. And the name, I mean, even though it was only whatever amount of money it was that went over to help fund the Wuhan Biological Lab that came up with this, I mean, that galls me, too. People say, well, it was only X number of million dollars. I don't care if it was $35. There was no, we had no business.
I could use X number of million dollars.
Yeah, so could I. And again, they turned it around. They are clever. I don't think that they're intellectually stimulating the Chinese communists, but they are clever. They figured out how to inculcate themselves into, they know how we live, they know how we think, they've studied it. Have we done the same for them? Not really at all. Not
they
really.
Profited from this.
To
look
the
at
way.
How many, how much PPE people have bought. It's so silly. We were talking,
right.
I think, probably off air about how great Gavin Newsom has done in California and how we've acquired so many supplies in California that the rest of the world or the rest of the country hasn't been able to get. Well, it turns out Gavin Newsom got those because he started working with a blacklisted federal company, a company that the federal government has blacklisted.
Right.
Because of its ties to the Communist Party. But he went against that and bought all the stuff that he needed for California. So did California need it? Yeah. Did it, you know, did
at
people use
cost
it?
At any cost is the question.
Yeah. But at what cost? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You live around in small town America, And you see these communities that have 1,900 people, 2,100 people, 2,400 people. And this is, I'm talking about rural America that hasn't really been affected, at least until now. I just made mention of what's going on in South Dakota. The hospitals, they just don't have the facilities. So we were talking about how the middle of the country didn't really get this. I think yesterday we went through some numbers from some of the states, way that this, you know, they aren't that populated anyway. The governor's name is Kristi Noem, N-O-E-M. We have, I think, three or four stations in South Dakota, a couple in North Dakota. She said the state was doing better than expected in bending the curve. Now they've cut the peak there. And then the number of people that in the last 24 hours have tested positive for the virus has risen like bingo. It's gone up by 1,000% or something. And then every article that you read about South Dakota has a picture of the Smithfield Farms production plant. And then the story then gets to what I just talked about. But I don't know that anybody, I haven't seen anybody or heard anybody talk about it in the sense they haven't. There's no story here that says the Chinese own Smithfield. And whether they don't want to publicize that or not, I don't know what the motivation is behind it. But I really, and I have a small voice, not in the wilderness, because we've got a few million people that listen to this program every week. And
how much of the media has Chinese investors in it?
That's a pretty good question, too. Do you know the answer?
I'm so surprised about how the media has reacted to Trump talking about defunding the WHO. I'm surprised about how the story about the Wuhan lab hasn't gotten more attention. I'm surprised about all this stuff. So I'm wondering, I mean, is it possible? I don't know. I don't know the answer because I'm just speaking, you know.
We've let it get away from us, Jennifer.
Is it possible that it's covering up because there is some ownership in some of our local media?
But I thought that, I know it's true for radio, right, that foreign ownership is prohibited. Right.
You can't.
So, but does that also include
foreign press?
News media?
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, the news media, depending on how you define it, the ownership of the networks and the television stations has to be local, but that doesn't mean that the people that work for these entities have to have American roots or be American. There's no criteria for who they hire. They can hire anybody they want. And those people are the ones who influence what you think, not the ownership necessarily, although oftentimes...
I just think that would be a really juicy story, that America funded this lab and that Fauci signed off on it. I mean, you would think it would be a big deal that people would be talking about.
I saw it in a bunch of places yesterday. I just think that our news cycle burns so quickly that I don't know.
The usual news media stuff is that they're playing on your fears and the tragedy and all this poor old woman who was 98 years old and had respiratory problems died of the coronavirus. Okay, yep, that's not the story. It's part of the passing of the story, but that's not the story, but yet that's it. Every day it's how many people are dead. And if you look at all the polls, I've said this a week or two ago, everybody, first thing they want to know is how many people are dead. What good does that do you? Doesn't it make it more important to you to know that Chinese are everywhere in everything?
I think later that will be. I think right now people, you know, now everybody knows someone who has the virus
or
who has died from it.
When you see Facebook taking down people's stories, by the way, fact-checking, have you seen that lately?
No.
I'm not on Facebook, so no.
Facebook is like fact-checking stories that people are posting about coronavirus, and you know where they're getting their information? The World Health Organization telling them what's appropriate. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I just saw a breaking headline on CNN saying that China has upped their numbers of deaths by 50%.
Yeah,
but it's still only 3,000. It's not even 4,000 people. It's a total lie.
Everybody knows that's a big lie. Or everybody ought to know that, whether they acknowledge it or not. Yeah, right, it is. The information sources we have, we've also let that get out of hand. And education, we've let a lot of things get out of hand. We've got to wake up. That's part of the change. 21 after the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Report of the day. Oh, no, wait, that's later today. It's time, as it always is during this portion of every hour of the DJB program, to have some music. This is Kelly Clarkson, who has released a new song, and you're listening to it. It's called I Dare You. Is it I Dare You to Love or to Love Me?
To Love.
I Dare You.
To Love.
To Love. Yeah. Released in multiple versions. There are five different language renditions of this. So she's got all those languages mastered. French, Arabic, wow. Spanish, German, Hebrew.
Crazy.
Really is. Have you heard it in the other languages? Do we have a copy or an example?
Yeah, this one's in German.
You know...
There's one where she goes, there's a remix, where, I think I sent that to you, Kara, where she goes from language to language to language with the other singers, which
really?
Is pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, you know, this is, because not every language translates syllabically to, let's say, the same.
That's what I was curious about. How did she do that?
And have the beat and to have the music come out well with the different languages is quite a feat. This is really something. People take their hat off to Kelly Clarkson with this one. Quote, she says, "This is my favorite, hardest project that I've ever worked on. It's always been a dream of mine as I grew up singing in different languages to find that perfect song with a perfect message to connect us all globally and then record the song with several other artists around the world in their native languages. And we have put a lot of work into this as a team, decided to continue with our release date of this project because we feel like all couldn't be more connected right now across the world, and maybe this message will bring a bit of hope in this sometimes dark and isolating time. Thank you so much to all the artists that work with me on this. The premiere performance of this was on the Kelly Clarkson television show yesterday, which featured her singing virtually all of the songs with the partners. This is really an accomplishment.
Yeah, God, so they're all, like, I don't know, Zooming each other, everyone in all the different countries and singing in all the different languages. I had a lot of respect for Kelly before this, but since her, you know, the debut of her TV show, I think I realized just how talented she is. She's amazing.
Early find from American Idol, right?
Yeah,
earliest
first
find.
Yeah, first one.
Yeah. All right, so here as we move along, 26 after the hour on the DJV program, Johnny Depp and Jeff Beck, interesting combination, have shared their take on John Lennon's song Isolation, which makes the pair's debut single as a duo after they spent the past couple of years working on music together. So Depp has his own band, right? Do I remember that correctly?
Yeah, they're called the Hollywood Vampires, and it's like a super group. Alice Cooper's in it, and like a bunch of other people from other bands. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. People who are from that ilk, in other words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these two, Depp and Beck, made their live debut last summer at Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival down in Texas. Performed their rendition of Isolation several times live since then. This new studio version was also recorded last year, and in a statement, Beck said he and Depp decided to release it as early as people as possible. People continue to self-quarantine among this situation that we're in. Depp added, Lennon's poetry, we're afraid of everyone, afraid of the sun, seemed to Jeff and me especially profound right now. The song is about isolation, fear, existential risks to our world. So if we wanted to give it to you and hope it helps you make a little sense of this moment or just helps you to pass the time we endure our isolation together, I guess that's okay. Beck and Depp reportedly prepping for more music to do together. It's unclear when that's going to be around. You'll be hearing more from Johnny and me in a while, said Beck. But till then, we hope you'll find some comfort and solidarity in our take on this Lennon classic. So, Isolation, here it is. 28 after the hour, DJV time.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying some states may be free to move towards reopening from the coronavirus shutdown as early as today. The president saying last evening that the states would have to meet requirements outlined in the new guidelines, which include metrics for coronavirus testing and protocols to protect vulnerable populations. The president reversing course and saying ultimately the decision of when to reopen will be up to each individual state governor. Starting today, New Yorkers are required to wear masks or cloth coverings while out in public due to an executive order issued by Governor Andrew Cuomo earlier this week. And the Maryland governor, Republican Larry Hogan, has issued a similar order.
To give these retailers time to make these adjustments, this order will go into effect beginning Saturday at 7 a.m.
This is USA Radio News.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At the hour now, Friday the 17th of April, 2 days after your taxes were due. Not due this year, but they got an extra 3 months, right, till July? Isn't that it? July 15th is when you have the money has to be.
I think most states have also changed to that. I know New York, New Jersey have.
Right, yeah.
Probably California. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, if you're maybe in the middle of the country and you haven't really been that impacted by the virus, then maybe you still had to stick with April 15th.
Well,
for state taxes. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So anyway, we're moving into some more uncharted territory here in the DJV program. Welcoming Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, our discussion experts and thinkers. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So there's, I guess we can pass one around. Great story about this lady. How old is she, Victoria? 90-something years old?
The beer lady?
The beer lady, yes.
Yep. All she wanted was some beer.
That's it.
Beer.
93 years old. She is in, what state was she in?
I didn't see the story, so I don't know.
She's obviously in quarantine, so yeah. She held up a picture in her window, and it said, "I need more beer," and she held up a can of Coors Light.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oh, well, that makes sense, because Pennsylvania shut down their liquor stores, so that's why she ran out. Because we were talking about this, I think, yesterday, that the liquor stores in Pennsylvania are owned by the state. The state closed them down, and a lot of people started
flooding into Ohio to stock up on cases of booze. So she ran out, and her daughter took a picture of her at the window holding the sign, and this picture just went viral really quickly. And so Coors, Molson Coors, jumped in, and they sent her 10, 15 packs of Coors Light. And then she posted a new picture that said, of her holding a sign, said, got more beer. So she's very happy. And, of course, it's good publicity for Molson Coors. They said that they delivered it. She lives just outside of Pittsburgh. And so they had to coordinate the delivery. But it, obviously, she says she has a beer every single night. And she said, beer has vitamins in it. It's good for you as long as you don't overdo it.
There are good things. There are a lot of the hops and the grains and things that are in it.
Hey, it's she's 93. Alcohol. Why not, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, want me to throw cold water on that?
Uh-oh.
Here we go. The situation, the reality of the situation with the coronavirus, people who are stuck, a lot of people have been drinking more. We've talked about this. We've chuckled about how much wine everybody's drinking, and at least our group here, people drinking hard
every
liquor
group.
Sales are up everywhere. Alcohol sales up amazingly around the country, and some of the, you know, the real, the whiskey and the scotch and that sort of thing, the pre-mixed cocktails. The risk of alcohol being in your body increases the risk that you get the coronavirus, it would seem.
Not if you're drinking at home.
No, I don't think. I think it's not that. It's the
you know,
what it does to your body.
I understand that it can weaken your immune system, but also people act more irrationally. That's what they were saying.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but the weakening of the immune system, I don't know. Like, we have doctor friends of our family, and they always have joked that, you know, babies and drunks are the most resilient people on the planet. So, I don't know.
That's because you pickle your organs. That's a scientific fact.
Yeah. My mother's case, that wasn't the case. She was down to 50 because of her alcoholism, so I'm not sure what. Maybe, and her main drink of choice was beer. So, but it was, you know, the
My
amount of beer
too.
That she drank. Yeah.
God, right. I know. Ooh,
the
yeah.
test.
Drink a lot of beer.
I don't know how people become alcoholics off of beer, but man,
yeah.
they do.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's really amazing. The FDA has approved some more tests. I would consider this to be good news. The first coronavirus test that uses your saliva to determine whether you have the virus developed at Rutgers University. You spit into a tube. The saliva can be tested within 24 hours. The authorization powers from the FDA quickly approved the test. See, they can do it if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
The lab found a 100% match between their test results and the results of the test swabs currently being used. So this is
Good.
A whole kind of different thing.
This is obviously because it's Rutgers, it's in New Jersey. It's a big story here.
Yeah.
The governor was talking about it, and that lab, people kind of, in New Jersey at least, there's sort of a bias, I guess, against Rutgers. It's just...
Why?
Because we're right outside of New York City, and it's not Princeton, it's not Columbia, it's not NYU, so Rutgers
sake.
Kind of... But, I mean, it's true, even, you know, and the football team is a disaster, so, you know, it's just,
yeah,
it's kind of gets
important.
Discounted a lot, but, well, it is to a
it
lot of people.
It is to some people, yeah.
Well, actually, in the history of football, Princeton and Rutgers, I think, were the very first college football game ever. Rutgers won, and then the joke is
that
they took the next 100 years off.
The George Clooney movie about football early on, remember from the 20s?
The Leatherheads?
Yeah. I think that was, wasn't that Rutgers?
It may have been about that. I never saw that movie, but
yeah.
But anyway, but it's good news, and it's good publicity for Rutgers, because that lab there has done a lot of really great things. They just don't get a lot of press.
Well, that's where a lot of the stuff gets done. A lot of the divine work that gets done is done in college laboratories and universities that get federal grants and stuff. So that's money well spent. Also, the FDA has issued use authorizations this week for two new coronavirus antibody tests. The tests can detect past infections after people have recovered, but it's still not clear whether or not the antibodies, if having those antibodies means you are immune long term. That's something that hasn't been determined yet.
Yeah,
well, especially because the virus can change.
Right, exactly.
Right.
The tests use blood samples instead of swabbing are limited in use to authorize laboratories, and I don't know how do they determine what's an authorized laboratory? You're talking about something you know, one of the big national companies that are.
There are private labs too. I don't know how you get that sort of accreditation, but I'm not. Mm. You know, there are certain ones that are.
They just don't want you to send it to Joe's garage and be taken for a ride when he goes. Oh, you're fine. All right.
Negative result may occur if you're tested early in your illness and your body hasn't had the time to produce the antibodies. See, that's important, too, timing. There's so much we still don't know about this, for sure. But back again, hats off to a lot of the universities, colleges that are doing all this research and bringing the results of their research to the government. That's good. Nothing wrong with that. The amount of money, a couple of updates on that. I've gotten a notice today about one of the things, I don't know if you got it or not, Jennifer, from the Small Business Administration saying your money is coming for this if you applied for that, and I just had to sort it out an hour or so ago. But the SBA also has said that the first round, the $350 billion Congress approved for paycheck protection, is all done, all gone. It's been pledged. So now, no new applications. If you waited too long, or at least in this first round, but they're going to do another one.
Well, they're supposed to replenish the supply, but this is the problem. It's that Republicans have asked for just a replenishment of the supply, and Democrats are saying, well, we want to add in some other things to make it another stimulus bill. And I'm not pointing fingers. I know everybody's got an agenda on both sides. But man, oh man, just let's start doing clean bills about coronavirus and get to the other stuff later. It just doesn't
make sense. Part of the problem, though, is that a lot of that money did not go to small business. It went to big corporations. And so
that's part of the problem that
a lot of the Democrats are talking about. That
I don't know
somebody,
how, though, because they're very specific about it.
They'd have paid attention to that when it came to the farm bailout. A couple of months ago, they should have been more vigilant then.
I mean, just filling out the paperwork and ad nauseum going through all the stuff that I could about this, you have to certify that you have under 500 employees. Yeah, so I don't know how.
Can. Big businesses can't get unless they have divisions and stuff.
I think that's what happened. I think there are some little loopholes in there. That's what some of the Democrats are complaining about.
I meant to, when I was talking about the test stuff, the story of Margot Northam, who lives in a town not far from me. She had all the symptoms, dry cough, fatigue, that sort of thing. So she got tested. She lives in Westboro, Massachusetts, is a cancer survivor, and has, you know, all of the elements that make it important for her to get tested. So she did get tested, couldn't get the results day after day after day. She was tested on March 31st at a CVS on Route 9 in Westboro, couldn't get the results, couldn't get anybody to tell her anything, so she called the governor yesterday. Ha! And apparently he took the call.
Her.
Yeah, she got the results, she called the governor, and he got her the results.
Well, that's good. We found out yesterday that, and it's not surprising, but my mother-in-law has the virus. She tested positive. Yeah. Lewis's sister has not gotten her results yet, even though his mom, his dad, and his sister took the test on the same day, and his dad's test came back inconclusive. So the testing is still kind of a mess. And we have other friends who we know that it was a false negative, because we know that they've had the virus. They had every single symptom. They tested negative for the regular flu.
Well, the earlier ones didn't work, right? They all acknowledged that the earlier ones.
Well, these are even ones that the results just came in last week. So it should be the second round, at least, of these tests, and it's still not conclusive.
Well, it's food for thought, isn't it? Ellis Island Family History Day is today, Friday, April 17th. Under the auspices of the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island Foundation, National Geographic Society, this day is set aside to pay attention to the obvious, the people who have family that have come through Ellis Island. Anybody here? You did, Victoria, right?
No, we don't have anybody. We were here in early 1600s, and then my dad.
Ah.
So my mom's side was super early, and my dad's the first one, so we missed the whole immigration generation.
My dad's
family came through, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. That's how that might be the case. 17 million people, if you go through the roots exercise, have come through Ellis Island.
I'm going through the roots exercise right now.
I mean,
I'm talking about my hair.
Your hair?
Are you a brunette yet?
It's a really murky dishwater blonde right now.
All right. A couple of important deaths to acknowledge. Because it's sports time, I'd give you the name of Howard Finkel, who is the Wrestling Hall of Famer.
Finkel.
The winner of this cup and
Is that weird that I just started to get tears?
Yeah.
This reminds me of my childhood. I used to watch wrestling all the time. Oh, my gosh.
Known as the Fink. Yep. He's been around for a long time. He was a wrestler at first, wasn't he? I think he was first a wrestler, then he became
He may have started as a wrestler, but everything that I knew of him was him. He was always the ring announcer for the stuff that was big. And we've actually been talking about Bruce Buffer this week. He was sort of the WWE's version of Bruce Buffer. So
it's been a tough week.
Incredible.
For the WWE, they had to let go a number of people.
Oh my God, they laid off so many people. And some I think I hadn't heard of, but there were others who were very recognizable on the list who also got sent packing.
But deemed essential in Florida?
The training facility, because WWE has their big training facility there, so that was deemed essential, but they still are not going to go around the country having arena shows because you can't have all those gatherings of people, and who knows when they'll be able to do that again. So,
but how come they get to train and, like, Olympic athletes can't use a gym facility to train?
I don't know. I think it's starting to loosen up because, you know, the big announcement for sports news, since we're talking about it, is that golf is back. Golf is the first sport that's actually going to come back.
That's riveting.
Yeah, so, I know. Well, hey, look, some people are desperate. I'm not there yet.
I wonder why. They're all standing by themselves, and it's not that big of a deal to not have an audience. So it's like there's nobody around them. And
well, the camera crews will have to be there.
Yeah.
I guess.
All right, so I have sad. This is really, this one does get at me because I've been a big fan of Brian Dennehy's for his entire career. And this guy started when he was a teenager. He was from Connecticut, lived in Western Massachusetts most of his life. His career spanned 58 years, I think it was, something like that. He died yesterday at 81, two-time Tony winner. What I didn't realize is how much he had been on Broadway. You know, you think about him in television shows, you think about him as Rambo, you know, the bad, the sheriff.
Tough guy,
the dumb, yeah, he was the tough guy. He was the one who, if you remember, I was actually scared by the role he played. In Silverado, he was really a bad guy. I mean, he was a bad, bad guy. Anyway, but he was most lovable. I think the role I liked most was when he played the alien in Cocoon, bringing all the old-timers up into the spaceship. But he was also Tommy. He was Chris Farley's dad in Tommy Boy.
He was great in Tommy Boy. He was so funny.
He was a fabulous actor. He was in Semi Tough with Burt Reynolds. He had all these movie roles and television roles, hundreds of them. He got Tony's for Death of a Salesman, Long Day's Journey into Night. He'd been most recently, he played on the Blacklist as, what you call his father, the character. He was just on the Blacklist not many episodes ago. So, anyway, Brian Dennehy passing away at the age of 81. Let's see what we have for television tonight, Jen. Jen, what are we looking at that looks exciting?
Well, let's see. The Blacklist is new tonight on NBC. I know that you like that one. Also tonight, MacGyver is new. Shark Tank is new. We've got a new Magnum PI. And Friday Night with the Morgans. This is Jeffrey Dean Morgan's new reality show with his wife, Hillary Burton. They take you through their 100-acre farm. They're really living the tough life up in upstate New York. That's on AMC tonight at 10 o'clock. Over the weekend, by the way, just as a note, since I'm into Tiger King, I know I'm late to the party, but everybody's been watching it. If you're into these animal rescue shows, National Geographic Wild on Saturday has a series premiere of Jungle Animal Rescue.
All right, 10 before the hour, DJV program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
One of our heroes is Victoria Keelan, because she's got the in-the-know, on-the-go when it comes to information that will help you in the technology sector. So let's go through the top five items this week from her research, starting at number five, the Airbnb virtual experience that you can have. If you can't travel, you can travel, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, in a sense, you actually can. And this is great for families. Families are really looking. I see all the time moms and dads posting online that if they've got young kids in the house who are, you know, kind of have cabin fever, they're really looking for different things to do. This is a great thing. So this is on Airbnb's website. It's called Experiences. And you can do all kinds of things. Cooking classes, bartending, virtual farm tours is a big thing. Doug, you should totally get on that. Yeah. Virtual bike tours, wine tasting classes, makeup tutorials, tarot card readings, comedy shows, things like that. And so, and the nice thing is it's very affordable. So per person for the activities, they start from just like $2, $3, $6, and then they go up to $65 for the more expensive things like wine tasting, things like that. But it's all the classes are done on Zoom, and Airbnb is providing approved hosts with paid access that's going to be free for them. So it's really a great way for people to still make a little bit of money if they are Airbnb hosts. And it's like I said, it's a great thing to do. Lots of family-friendly things. You don't even need to get in the car, and you can go and take a virtual tour of a farm or an animal sanctuary. It's really, really neat. So I would highly recommend that one.
All right, good. Number four, Apple has unveiled something new.
Apple has unveiled their new budget iPhone, and this is the SE model. They haven't had an SE since 2016, so 4 years later they decided, probably appropriate for the times right now, that maybe people don't want to spend $1,100 on a new phone, so the new SE model will start at $399, and which is a lot less than the $1,099, which is what the 11 Pro Max is right now. This is a smaller phone, but it has 4K video. It's got a Retina HD display. display, touch ID, and apparently, according to Tim Cook, the best single camera system that they've ever put into an iPhone. It also has the same battery life as an iPhone 8. It ships on the 24th of April. So this is a great, great deal if you're looking for a budget entry into iPhone.
Number three, stop sharing your info, please, especially pictures.
Yeah, so on Instagram and Facebook, this hashtag class of 2020 thing, people are posting their senior yearbook photos somehow in solidarity to the seniors in high school and college who will not be able to have a graduation this year. The problem is, this is giving so much information away that people don't even realize. Hackers can take this information. They know what high school you went to. They know the mascot. They know what town you're from. They know what year you graduated. You might as well just give them your social security number at this point. So if you're doing this and you really feel the need to, make sure your passwords are changed and updated. And if you're on Facebook, make sure you have activated the two-factor authentication for extra security.
All right, number two, Verizon is, I take my foot out of my mouth whenever I say anything good about Verizon, so you can take it from there.
Well, we don't know if this is good yet, but Verizon is launching a new tool to help customers troubleshoot their own issues, and because right now we know that Verizon made the announcement last week that they will no longer do new installs of Internet, and they will not send a technician into your house. If there's something outside of your house, that you can find a repairman for that, and they will send a service person out and investigate it, but anything that's inside your house, no bueno. So this is the way to troubleshoot on your own. Anything that you can do on your own, this is a virtual tool that will allow you to link up with a Verizon tech person so you can send them pictures of things, like you can snap a picture on your phone and send it within this chat box, and that way they can try to help you troubleshoot. I don't know how effective this is going to be. It's something, I guess, but a lot of people who have real issues with their Verizon or with their Internet in general, they typically they will need more help than on their own. So
the average bunny. Right. Yeah. Okay, number one this week in terms of tech stories, this is a sling job. Get it?
Yeah, I guess. Well, Sling TV, this is something that is really cool, and a lot of people are catching on to this now. Sling is providing free TV from 5 p.m. to midnight every single night as part of this initiative that we're all supposed to stay at home. So starting now, new Sling TV customers can register for the service. It's called Happy Hour Across America. You don't need to enter a credit card. You don't have to cancel anything. This is completely free if you are new to Sling. You'll get access to their Blue service, which is the plan that normally is $30 a month. So it gives you 32 live channels, and it's you can upgrade if you want to pay for it. But it includes Disney, ESPN, a lot of movie offerings and things like that. So I think it's a great way for Sling to get their name out there and get people to start cutting the cord from cable. You can save a whole lot of money.
Information provided by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, Tech Talk Timer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.